91.9 WNTI.
Public radio from Centenary College.
Where great music lives.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
That's Ed Sullivan introducing the Beatles. But we're going to do that any minute now. We're not going to waste a lot of time here. But just to tell you that, first of all, you're listening to 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. And I'm your host, Gary Ault. You're listening to The Cavern. And as I've been telling you all week and Facebooking and all kinds of stuff, this Sunday is the 50th anniversary of the Beatles' first appearance on Ed Sullivan. They did four live appearances over the years and then sent in videos once they retired from touring. And tonight we are going to play the first performance in its entirety. They did a total of seven songs. Did I count that right? Six songs. Five songs. What am I talking about? Total of five songs. The first three and then the next two. And we're going to play the whole thing. We might break it up a little bit because we're also going to take your calls. We're very interested in your comments about what the Beatles mean to you and were you there? Were you sitting in front of your TV? Whatever. Let's see. Without any further ado, maybe what I'll do is I'll give you the number and I'll ask you to start calling. How's that sound? Because we're going to play a song to kind of get rolling with this. So first we're going to play the actual introduction to the Ed Sullivan Show. This will just take a minute.
And now, here he is, Ed Sullivan.
Thank you, Greg. You know, something very nice happened, and the Beatles got a great kick out of it. We just received a wire, they did, from Elvis Presley and Colonel Tom Parker, wishing them a tremendous success in our country. I think that was very, very nice. Now this particular season, we've had many exciting nights on the stage, thanks to our little Italian mouse, Topo Gigio, thanks to Belgium singing nun, Sister Sarir, to Milton Berle, the Obratsov puppets, Van Heflin, the stars of Case of Libel, and last Sunday, of course, the never-to-be-forgotten teaming on our stage of Sammy Davis Jr. and Ella Fitzgerald. Now, tonight, the whole country is waiting to hear England's Beatles, and you're going to hear them, and they're tremendous ambassadors of goodwill after this commercial. Now, if you're a person that has to be shown, here's a really big proof from all new Aeroshave.
Yeah, Aeroshave. Okay, so yeah, we're not going to... I have the whole thing on DVD. I could play the whole thing for you, but you have to come over to my house one of these days, I guess. So what we're going to do is any minute now, we're going to start playing the entire show. We might break it up a little bit because as we have callers come in, we want to stop things and get their comments. In fact, someone just called, and I will tell you that the number to call, and let me just tell you a couple of things. When you call in, please turn your radio down or off or go into another room because we're on a 20-second delay, and what will happen is you'll be hearing... sort of an echo, and you're hearing your own echo and trying to talk, and it's kind of disconcerting and confusing. So, and then, you know, we're going to have somebody take your information, what you wanted to talk about and things like that, and might put you on hold a little bit, especially if we're in the middle of a song. And then we'll get to, you know, you'll talk on the air about your impressions of the Beatles, about, you know, your experience of watching them on the Ed Sullivan Show. Were you in front of your TV on the floor with the family on Sunday night in front of the black and white? Or, you know, did you maybe discover them a little bit later? Whatever you want to talk about, just let us know, and we'll see if we can get you on the air, okay? So the number to call is 908-852-4545. 908-852-4545. And now...
Now, yesterday and today, our theater's been jammed with newspapermen and hundreds of photographers from all over the nation, and these veterans agree with me that the city never has witnessed the excitement stirred by these youngsters from Liverpool who call themselves the Beatles. Now, tonight, you're going to twice be entertained by them. Right now and again in the second half of our show, ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles! That's...
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. I'll pretend that I'm kissing the lips I am missing and hope that my dreams will come true.
right. That was the Beatles with All My Lovin', the first song that they played on the Ed Sullivan Show. And now we have on the line, we have Todd from Bangor, Pennsylvania. Are you with us here, Todd? Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Gary.
Okay, so sorry about that. Well, the rest of these calls will go a lot smoother, I promise, because I just figured out how to work the machine. So you wanted to tell us a little bit about your impressions of the Beatles, or what did you want to say?
Yeah, I grew up with a bunch of hippies. I mean, I'm a little bit younger than most of the Beatles crowd, but as a teenager, a bunch of hippies took me in, and they were hippie artists, and I used to listen to Beatles all the time. So, you know, I pretty much grew up with the Beatles, listening to them, you know, all the time, making pottery and going to art shows and things like that. So, yeah, Beatles were all part of all of our lives, I would say.
Yeah, so you were like, how old? I mean, not to ask for a number, but you were just a little kid when they were on Ed Sullivan?
Yeah, I mean, I was probably, I mean, I don't think I remember seeing the Ed Sullivan Show, but like I said, a few years later, I was a teenager and started listening to the Beatles, and, you know, it was great. I mean, their songs are about everything.
Yeah.
About everything in life.
Yeah. Hey, well, thanks a lot for calling in. We got some other calls we want to get to, but appreciate that very much, Todd.
Okay, Gary. See you. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. And now we have, is it Joe? Dave on the line. You did it, Dave?
Yes, Gary. Thank you. It's Dave.
Yeah.
First, thanks for keeping the Beatles alive, man, the memory and the spirit. And I remember being in my friend's grandmother's living room watching Ed Sullivan. And, of course, the Beatles mean a lot to a lot of people. It's the music, you know, and the combination of those four souls that came together to create the music. And love, man. And the Beatles were all about love. And we can only hope that on this 50th anniversary that love starts winning, in my opinion, instead of the other way around.
Yeah. All right. Hey, well, we appreciate those comments. Hey, thanks a lot for calling, Dave.
You got it, brother.
Okay, bye-bye. We have Clark on the line. Is this Clark?
Yes.
Clark, how you doing? Thanks for holding for us. So what did you want to tell us about? You were actually in the audience of the theater?
You know, my father and my grandmother were in the audience at the Sullivan Show in 64, and it has led to a long, you know, lineage of Beatle, you know, Beatle history. And I myself became a film producer and wound up, you know, producing some films, you know, the live you know, Beatle concerts and whatnot. And we'll actually be shooting the concerts at the Apollo this week, the Beatle tribute shows in Manhattan.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I just understand there's an awful lot of stuff going on all over at the Ed Sullivan Theater with the David Letterman Show. Now you're telling us about the Apollo Theater. Didn't know that.
Yep.
That's really cool.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, hey, well, we want to thank you for calling in. We have some other callers, but thanks a lot for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Yeah, we're gonna have to put some music on here, and we'll get the phone things figured out as soon as we can, okay? I don't understand what's going on.
There were bells on a hill, but I never heard them ringing. No, I never heard them at all, till there was you. There were birds in the sky, but I never saw them winging. No, I never saw them at all, till there was you. There was music, wonderful roses. They tell me in sweet, fragrant meadows of dawn and dew. There was love all around, but I never heard it singing. No, I never heard it at all, till there was you. Meadows of dawn and dew, but there was love all around, but I never heard it singing.
I never had it at all till there was you.
Okay, now hopefully we're getting our technical problems figured out here, and we're going to see if we could put Estelle on. Okay, Estella.
Right.
Okay, now, yeah, we got it figured out. So I'm kind of lame with technology, unfortunately. So what did you want to tell us about the Ed Sullivan Show?
Yes, my parents watched it every Sunday, so I watched it with them.
Okay. And
I was right there when they came off the plane. I was watching everything.
Uh-huh.
Did you see it in the news and, you know, but I saw the whole show.
Cool. So
also, I have all their albums, but I gave them all to my niece in Strasbourg.
Uh-huh.
I mean, in Bangor. She was in Bangor.
So did watching them on the Ed Sullivan Show make an impression on you or what?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
I was what? I'm 64 years old now, so I was about 12 or 13.
Okay.
When they came.
All right. Well, hey, we appreciate you calling in. So, and thanks a lot.
Sure.
Okay. Okay.
I love your music. I love jazz too and Motown.
Okay. Thank you. Bye bye.
So I say hit line one.
Okay. Is this Coffee Coops, Darryl?
Yeah. This is Donald. Hey.
Okay, Donald.
Doing?
Okay. So I think we got this technology figured out. So what do you want to tell us? You were 10 years old, I guess, huh?
Yeah. I was 10 years old. My father was stationed down at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, at the time. I remember sitting on the floor. Yeah, we were living in Trara Terrace, and we were watching the Ed Sullivan Show on this Sunday night right after Walt Disney.
Oh, yeah. Well, I remember that, too. Yeah.
It's Sunday night family time.
So did you become a fan right away?
Yeah. I mean, that's when my ass started bouncing off. Oh, excuse me.
Uh-oh.
Bouncing off the floor, and my parents were watching me and going, what's this about?
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Hey, well, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah, I saw the whole thing.
Okay, cool.
She's on three.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Yep.
I think we're going to play another song here. She loves you. She loves you. And hey, now we have Dave online too. Dave, how you doing tonight?
Play a song.
I'm gonna play another song from the same album.
Once again. she was just 17. You know what I mean. And the way she looked was way beyond compare. How could I dance with another?
I saw her standing there. Hey, we have Lisa from Newton on the line. Hello, Lisa.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Thanks for holding. So what do you want to tell us? You were watching the show, I guess, right?
Well, yeah, I did watch the show, and this is pretty short, but it was kind of funny. I think I was 8, and I had never heard of the Beatles before, and I was in my bedroom, and my mother ran in and said, "The Beatles are on Ed Sullivan." And I thought, they must be some really neat kind of bug. So, you know, for her to come into my bedroom and be all excited about it. So I ran out, and I didn't realize that the Beatles was a band. I thought they were a bunch of bugs.
So were you hooked after that, or what?
Oh, totally. Yeah. Totally. Got their album right away, and
good.
That was it.
Okay. Well, that was short and sweet. We appreciate that. Thanks, Lisa.
Okay. Have a good one.
Okay. Bye-bye. And now we have Bob from Dingman's Ferry on the line. How you doing, Bob?
Hey, Bob. Gary, how you doing?
Good. Now, I know I've talked to you a whole bunch of times, and we've exchanged things and this and that. So what do you want to tell us about the Ed Sullivan experience?
Well, I was 11, going on 12, and we watched the show that night. You know, we watched everything going on there, and what really impressed me, or actually the TV show, you know, it was great, because back then, 13 channels, got to get the antenna going, you know, the whole thing there, and we got it going there, and everything's cool, and, you know, I just loved the way the clothing was, the guitars, the way the boots, you know, the whole uniform was really cool, you know.
Yeah.
And actually, I had heard the Beatles before that. I was in sixth grade, and I think it was like Christmas vacation, and they allowed us to play records, you know, in sixth grade for lunchtime there in your class.
Mm-hmm.
So my buddy, I think he had Canadian connections or something, it was a Twist and Shout on Poly Records, released in Canada there, and he put it on, and John Lennon started, you know, singing, and the teacher made us take it out. Take it off in 10 seconds because of the screaming going on the record there.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, he goes, you have to take that off. And off it went. And off it went, you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. But, then I had heard the Beatles and then my little transistor radio, you know. Yeah, I still have the transistor radio, but used to listen to that. Want to hold your hand on the transistor.
Cool.
You know, and the Beatles show was great. You know, it was amazing. Everybody, we always watched it. You know,
mm-hmm.
always watched the show, and that was my recollection of that. There, you know, but I watched all three times actually, so I was addicted. You know.
Cool. Yeah. Hey, well, thanks for calling. We wish we could talk longer because I know I talk to you once in a while, and it's always enjoyable. But we have to take another few calls. But thanks for calling in.
You're welcome. Gary.
Okay, bye bye.
Talk to you later.
All right.
Bye.
Okay, and now we have Chris on the line from Green Pond. Chris.
Yeah.
How you doing tonight?
This is Gary.
Yeah.
Hi, it's actually Stickman. I don't know if you remember me from Salem Fest, but.
Oh, okay. Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. So so you watched Ed Sullivan Show, I guess, when you were a little kid?
Yeah. Yeah, I was 13, and you know, my family knew that they were going to be on the Ed Sullivan Show, so I asked my father, can I use your 8mm to film it? He goes, sure. So you know, everybody got in the living room, and we filmed it, and we still had the film.
Uh-huh.
So it was a so good evening, and start of something big.
Yeah. That's got to be interesting. I mean, I remember my father taking movies, 8mm of the moon landing, and it's by today's standards, it's pretty bad. But that's really cool that you have that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's blue, black, and white.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cool. Hey, well, thank you very much for calling in, okay?
Okay, Gary.
All right, bye-bye. Take care. Okay, and let's see. I think we might have one other listener here.
That's why I made him go.
Oh, no, that's somebody that's not done talking yet. So we're going to play the last song that they played that evening, February 9th, which was I Want to Hold Your Hand. That was the number one hit that brought them to this country. And now let's listen to it. That's the Beatles with I Want to Hold Your Hand from the Ed Sullivan Show, the first performance on the Ed Sullivan Show, February 9th, 1964. And this Sunday is the 50th anniversary of that, so we're doing this a little bit early. And that's the song that propelled them to the number one and brought them to the States. So we have a Mr. Bob, we call him Winkerdoodle, Bob Portner on line one. And he's obviously a friend of the station. We're familiar with him. So what do you want to tell us?
Well, what I wanted to tell you is I'm a 12-year-old little kid, right, in Yonkers, New York, sitting there with my parents, watching the Fabs, looking at this. And, you know, parents are like, wow, look at the hair, you know, blah, blah. And I'm looking at that saying, this is what I want to do. Mm. And like so many other people, of course, that led to immediately starting a band with my good friend Kenny Ross. We were in junior high school. And that also evolved into my friendship with T-Bone Walk, who was in our band, who went on to play for Daryl Hall and John Oates and Saturday Night Live band and all that. And the whole rest of my life was, you know, affected by music, so much so that it directly affects me talking to you right now and my relationship with the best station on the planet Earth, where great music lives. That's cool. About it.
Cool. Hey, well, thanks.
So it's all connected.
Cool, yeah. Well, that's what it's all about, you know. So
exactly. Oh, blah, my friend. I'll see you on Saturday. We'll be rocking.
Yeah, at the Beatle Fest. Okay, thanks a lot, Bob.
You got it. Love you, guys.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, and now we have Kevin on line two. How you doing, Kevin?
Good, Gary. How are you?
Good, thanks. So what do you want to tell us?
I do remember watching that show vaguely. I was 9 years old. And watched it on my parents' old Zenith stand-up TV, black and white. And that was the first time I remember actually remembering music that I heard.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, it was like my brothers and I shared a room. We used to listen to an old cathedral-style radio. And W.A. Beatles C, we used to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest after that is all history. I mean, the Beatles were a big part of my life back then.
Yeah. Yeah, that was my experience too. A 5-year-old kid watching it, and I remember every single that came out was a big deal. So,
I mean, you know, I don't remember anything before that.
Yeah, cool. Hey, well, thanks a lot for calling in, Kevin.
All right, thanks, Gary.
Okay, bye bye.
Bye bye.
All right, so I think we have a few other people holding, but in the meantime, we are going to play something from the second show that they did down in Miami, and we're going to start with "She Loves You."
And now, Ed Sullivan.
Ladies and gentlemen, here are four of the nicest youngsters we've ever had on our stage. The Beatles, bring them on.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the Beatles again with She Loves You from Miami from the week after the first Ed Sullivan appearance on February 9th, 1964. And now we have on the line Tim from Long Valley. Hey, Tim, how you doing?
Hey, man, how are you? It's a great show.
Okay,
I think there's more excitement now about the 50th than there, I mean, I don't know how there could be more back then, but anyway.
Yeah. Well, you have, it sounds like a pretty interesting story. You were, what, 13 years old, and what happened?
I was 13 years old. My dad had actually worked for NBC, and when I heard the Beatles were coming, I begged him to call somebody at CBS and get me to New York, and I was in outside of Albany, and of course that wasn't happening. So, but anyway, so I watched the show, like, you know, millions of other people, and I went absolutely nuts, and I decided I wanted to be in a band. But the most important thing was they all wore suits, if you recall, on those first appearances.
Right.
And so I thought that was so cool. I asked my mom if I could wear my Sunday school church suit to school. And I did that for the next week, every day. And there was no ridicule at all because the Beatles wore suits, and so I was cool.
Cool.
Yeah, I know. It was pretty interesting.
That's
wish I had a picture back then. But
yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, so I wore that suit every day. And we got the boxes and the pans out and started banging on those, so...
Yeah, well, that's I remember banging on garbage pails, thinking
yeah.
I was Ringo when I was a little kid.
How many garage bands were launched from cardboard boxes and saucepan covers back in 64? Probably
yeah.
hundreds,
yeah.
thousands.
Yep, very true.
And I'm still banging on saucepan covers today.
Hey, thanks a lot for calling in, Tim.
Thank you.
Okay, yep. Bye-bye. Okay, now we have Donna from Branchville on the line. How you doing tonight, Donna?
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good.
So
what do you want to tell us? Your dad worked for...
He worked for the Atlantic City Expressway. When I first saw the Beatles on Ed Sullivan, I was 9 years old. And, of course, you know, I loved them. I had the pictures. I had the pictures up on the wall over my bed. I just, you know, everything was the Beatles, the Beatles, the Beatles. And my father was able to get tickets to see them at the convention hall in Atlantic City. I was 10 years old at that when we went in August. Mm-hmm. And I sat on my dad's shoulders because all the girls were standing on all the chairs and they were screaming and fainting and pulling off their clothes and yelling and, you know, like me and my father, if you knew my father, it was like, oh my God, I can't even believe it. But he had a good time. And it's a memory I'll never forget.
That's really cool. Hey, thanks for calling in, Donna.
Yep. Thank
okay.
you.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye. So, hey, we're going to continue playing the music, but at this point, I want to... Well, first of all, the number to call is 908-852-4545, 908-852-4545. Tell us where you were February 9th, 1964 on Sunday night. Were you watching Ed Sullivan? What were you doing? But at this point, I guess I need to apologize. It's not a guess. That's what I have to do because... we had some technical problems because of the snow today. We most of the people that were going to come in and help answer the phones and run the equipment were not able to come in, and so we're short staffed, and that's not an excuse really. I'm just explaining it, and so then we had a caller that said something that should not have been said, so I had to delete it, and that was, you know, something I've never done before. And then what ended up happening is I'm trying to explain to somebody why we have to screen the callers a little bit better. And apparently I ended up saying what he said, and the mic was on, which was stupid, and that was my fault. So apologies, but this is working out really nicely now. I think for the last 20 minutes we've been on a roll. We've been having a lot of fun, and I want to hear more of your experiences. 908-852-4545. We do have to take a break at this point. I haven't been taking breaks, so we're going to take two of them pretty quickly, okay?
Hi, this is Lucy Rose inviting you to visit E-Town this week. I'll be joined by Nick and Helen, Big Al Anderson, and the winner of the E-Achievement Award. That's this week in E-Town.
Wednesdays at 9 p.m. right here on 91.9 WMTI and WMTI.org.
Support for WNTI comes from Computer Images Web, LLC, a full-service website design and development company serving a wide range of markets in New Jersey and surrounding areas. Computer Images Web also designs websites compatible with mobile devices. More information on Computer Images Web, LLC's services available at computerimagesweb.com.
WNTI is supported by our members and the Panther Pub, Panther Valley Village Square Mall in Alamuchi, New Jersey. The Panther Pub is open for lunch Tuesday through Sunday and dinner 7 days a week, offering daily lunch and dinner specials, wine and cocktails. More information available at panther-pub.com or by phone 908-441-6127 for the Panther Pub.
Now, we're in the final stretch of our 50th anniversary celebration of the Beatles' first appearance on Ed Sullivan, February 9th, Sunday night, 1964. Where were you? Do you remember? You know, most people say that if you were alive back then, you could remember where you were when you heard about the Kennedy assassination and where you were when the Beatles appeared on Ed Sullivan. That pretty much is it. That defines our entire generation. And I remember where I was when my mom heard about Kennedy. I was almost four years old. Really was just about feelings. I didn't really understand what was going on. But I turned five by the time the Beatles were on. I just talked to my sister tonight, and I said, do you remember if we were actually in front of the TV? Because I think I do, and I've seen it many times, but I'm not really sure because, you know, you're 5 years old. And she said, oh, yeah. Well, she was 10, and I was five, and she didn't really become a fan right away because she thought Dad didn't like them, thought they were stupid and didn't sound good and had no talent, so I guess I'm not supposed to like them. But she happened to see Hard Day's Night, the movie, fell in love with the Beatles, and that was it. We had Meet the Beatles and every album that came out after that, all the 45s and everything. So please call us. We had a lot of people calling in, and we couldn't answer all the calls. Some people got left on hold for a while, and we apologize. You probably hung up. I understand why. But please call us back if you'd like, 908-852-4545. We've got the technical things under control, and we'd like to hear from you, 908-852-4545. Now we're going to hear another song from the Miami Ed Sullivan Show. The following week, we're going to hear This Boy.
Thank you very much, everybody, and good evening. How are you? All right. This song we just done was called This Boy, and it was off the album we made for Capitol. LP, that's LP in English. It's the same thing. Anyway, I I can't speak it. It was off the LP. Oh, all right. It was off the LP we made for Capitol Records album, you see. Anyway, of course you can. Right, we'd like to sing another one off the same LP. This one's called All My Loving. Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day. And I'll send all my loving to you. I'll pretend that I'm kissing the lips I am missing. My dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll ride home every day. And I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you. All my loving, darling.
The Beatles with All My Lovin' and This Boy from the second appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show, 2/16/64, and that was in Miami. And see, even the Beatles had technical glitches. I don't know if you heard some of the voices dropping out on This Boy. The microphones weren't set up right or weren't working or whatever. So it happens to the best of us and the worst of us. But in any event, we have another caller. Let me put her on. We have Kevin from Mount Arlington on the line, and you're on the air.
Hey, Gary, how are you?
Good. I know you're a great friend of ours in the station and mine.
Yes.
And so.
Yes, of course. And I did see that Beatles show. My best friend and my sisters were lined up in front of the TV, and I was only 10 years old. I think my father didn't like it. I think he was actually scared at all these little girls just going crazy over the Beatles.
Yeah.
It was really funny. And here's the really good part. I was in Catholic school at the time. And the next day, all the girls in my fourth grade class were all excited about having seen the Beatles. We all started collecting those little Beatles cards. Do you remember those?
Yeah.
They're like baseball cards.
Uh-huh.
Well, by the end of the school year, we all had a ton of them, and we would exchange them in secrecy because the nuns thought it was just like the worst thing in the whole world.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was a real contraband in fourth grade, Beatles cards.
That's cool.
So it shows you how far we've come, right?
Yeah, yeah. You know, I was just reading something about the, and there's all kinds of stuff being written over the recent weeks about the fact that, I mean, a lot, like my mother loved the Beatles, you know, my father didn't, but my mother did. But for the most part, you know, it was, that dichotomy existed in families all over the country. Some parents loved them, but some parents thought, who are these no talent, you know, losers? And it was like the kids knew what how important it was. They talked about it at school the next day, you know.
Yeah. Oh, it was all the rage at St. Mary's in Denville.
Yeah.
We still talk about it.
Cool. That's really cool. Hey, thanks a lot for calling, Kevin.
Yeah, take care. Good show, Gary.
Bye. Thank you. Okay. And we have somebody else coming in online, too. But, you know, I'm going to take a short break and then talk a little bit more to another caller, okay?
The historic Blairstown Theater, located on Main Street in Blairstown, New Jersey, presenting live music, classic films, and community events throughout the year. Tickets and information available online at thehpt.com or by phone 908-349-1428.
Programming on WNTI comes from Dr. Gary Vandervliet of Advanced Dental Care of West Mars, located in Hastings Commons on Schooley's Mountain Road in Hackettstown. Dr. Gary Vandervliet offers a variety of dental services, including same-day crowns and cosmetic dentistry. More information available at thehightechdentist.com or by phone 908-852-8858.
All right, we have another caller on the line. Let's see. We have Lou from Sussex on the line today. How you doing, Lou?
Good evening, Gary. I'd like to congratulate you on a very nice 50th anniversary show.
Oh, thank you. I was just eating pizza across the street from where you live, by the way, just today.
Oh, no kidding. But anyway. I think I was in the Stanhope Elementary School system at the time of that show, and I remember the next day in school, something seemed to be different. I don't know. There was some kind of buzz around. Everybody was just... couldn't believe what they saw the night before.
Yeah. That's so. I guess, does that? Were you a fan right away then, or?
I was 8.5 at the time, so I couldn't myself as a fan because music wasn't a big part of my life at that point. But
right.
You know, there was something happening. You know, it was a year, and a few months after the Kennedy associated with the timing.
Yeah.
Listen, in their song.
Okay, thanks a lot for calling.
Sang love, but nobody...
I'm sorry, I think we're losing your signal.
The girls got it first, you know.
Yeah.
There wasn't many guy fans as girl fans, and I think that's what got the guys to jump on the bandwagon, so to speak, until they discovered that it was true from the heart. You know, those guys had synergy.
Yeah. Yep. Very good. Okay, well, hey, well, thanks a lot for calling in, Lou. Bye-bye. So, hey, we're going to now play, let's see, track number 16. So this goes back, this is from the second set, the beginning of the second set from the Miami show. We'll see how much more of this we can get on, and we will interrupt it if someone happens to call in. In fact, it looks like we have someone online, too. Let me just check on that. Hold on a second. No, we do not have anyone online, too. So we're going to play from the second set, I Saw Her Standing There.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, quiet, please. Quiet. You know, Sonny, listen, actually some of these songs could fit you in your fight. One is From Me to You. It's one song they're going to sing. Then another one could fit Cassius, because that song is I Want to Hold Your Hand. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here are the Beatles.
Well, she
right. I saw her standing there from the Miami show, the beginning of the second set of the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show on February 16th, 1964. And of course, this Sunday is the 50th anniversary of the first show on February 9th, and that's why people have been calling in. And we still have time for another caller, perhaps, 908-852-4545. Just thought I'd tell you a couple of interesting facts about this show, about the Ed Sullivan appearance, the first one. Brian Epstein, their manager, was actually offered top dollar for a single show. Yeah, and anyone would jump at that, you know. But he was smart. He says, no, you know what? We want to do three shows, 3 weeks in a row. We want top billing, and we want to start at the beginning of the show and then play again at the end of the show. And we'll take less money for it. So he took a lot less money for it. Was that smart? I think so, because, you know, look what that did for the Beatles. We're just going to go out with From Me to You, which I think is about 2 minutes long. And so let's play that right now. And let me just cue that up. And this is, again, from the second set from the Miami show.
One, two, three. Da 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 da.
Hey, this is the end of the show, the 50th anniversary of the Beatles' first appearance on Ed Sullivan. And I see we have another caller. We'd love to take your call, but we could talk to you after the show's over, I guess. But we've had a lot of technical problems. We had to apologize for some on-air goofs, and that was my fault. But I think we had a lot of fun. And so we appreciate all the callers. And in the week ahead, we're going to see a lot of Beatles stuff on all the TV shows and radio shows. So next week, we're going to play the Washington Coliseum concert 2 days later. Have a good night and a good week.
You're listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College. 91.